From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
We said 0.4. Most people said 0.4. The Reserve Bank said 0.5. So 0.2 is better than we thought, I guess.
Oh, that is right. I mean, yesterday morning we spoke immediately after the Fed sort of 50 basis point move, but we had the double whammy yesterday, didn't we? We sit around and then wait and eagerly anticipate the release of Q2 GDP. I thought that consensus call of minus 0.4 was on the money. As it turned out, that was a little pessimistic. The actual outturn, as you say, was minus 0.2. It's an interesting illustration, isn't it, of expectations versus reality, because still a negative outcome, but it seemed good because it wasn't as bad as expected. And so let's acknowledge that, though, because better that growth wasn't as weak as expected versus the alternative. Unfortunately, to throw a little water on any kind of nascent celebrations out there, when you look at the annual growth, the outturn here is minus 0.5. Now, the RBNZ were forecasting minus 0.7. There's not really much difference there when we look at it on a longer-term basis. GDP per capita continues to be very weak, fell 0.5 quarter-on-quarter. Now, 2.7% lower versus a year ago. That's an ugly number. So, you know, a growing population was sort of a key contributor or sort of a tailwind to whatever growth we did get. And that impulse, as we know, is now abating. So it now becomes a headwind. You know, Mike, I'm quietly optimistic about the agri sector, but it didn't really help in the second quarter for the second quarter growth figure. Forestry and logging activity were weak. And well, we saw prices lifting elsewhere. There's a volume issue, so we exported less. On a positive note, and it's been highlighted sort of over the last 24 hours, manufacturing surprisingly actually delivered a positive contribution to Q2 GDP. I don't know if that will be sustained. You had a sort of a rebirth of activity in the Hawke's Bay, which helped out that Q2. I think it was 1.9% lift. I'm not sure that's going to be sustained. What does it all mean, Mike? What does it all mean? Well, economic activity in New Zealand is still subdued, is the word that's being used. That's a bit of a euphemism. Stagnant is probably a better word. Demand was soft. And the outcome of that sort of weaker demand is evident in the amount of activity that you see recorded across the board in the GDP figure. Will it be the low point? Not sure. We've got to wait and see that, but recovery will be slow. What are the implications for the RBNZ? Well, you'd say the outcome is consistent with their big picture view that spare capacity is increasing. It's probably consistent with the disinflation trend. And also, I think it's consistent with the requirement to reduce the restrictive stance of monetary policy. The OCR is too high. Does it inform us? Does it give us any wisdom over whether we get a 25 or a 50-point move next? Not really.
Okay. I think so. Then we come to the, the Dow's up at the moment. Are we liking what happened yesterday or we still don't know?
Yeah, no, I think so. I said yesterday morning that we needed to give the markets a little more time, and we spoke at sort of 6:15 and the thing had come out at 6. I said the market's going to take a little time to digest that, and the response has been sort of quite volatile. Yeah, where are we now? Well, share markets cheered the news eventually. US markets, when we spoke, they went up, they went down. Through our daylight hours, the futures markets rallied, and overnight you've seen a positive endorsement for US markets. What one of the difficulties now in interpreting the future moves, Mike, in the press conference, Powell said there is no set path for future moves. It is data dependent, so we've now got to sit and wait for the data to come out. The debate now moves in the US, and not dissimilar to here and everywhere else, to where the terminal rate is. Where does the rate end up? Now, the Fed is indicating a slightly higher terminal rate than the market's expecting. There's not much in it. If I look at short-term rates, and we go to the rates that are most sort of, I suppose, the most reactive to this, and look at, say, a US two-year government bond, a very choppy trading. It fell straight away, as you'd expect, but then it bounced back. It's now settled pretty much where it was 2 days ago, which indicates the market was actually expecting or pricing in this, or at least positioned for it. Longer-term rates, Mike, they're actually higher. So the interest rate's actually higher in the US after that move. Interest rates here in New Zealand, they bounced around a bit, but ended up also pretty much where they started. The currency went on a bit of a joyride. It went up, it went down, it back up. It settled a little bit higher. Now, the question that's been asked over the last day, Mike, does it embolden the RBNZ to go 50 basis points? Well, I think they've got to see NZIER, QSBO, they've got to see the labour data, the CPI data. They could front load the cuts. They've been talking about doing that. So they've got two opportunities. They've got October and November, then a big gap to February. If they want to deliver 75 basis points before Christmas, it's simple maths. Yeah. One of those occasions, they have to go 50.
All right. Let's see what happens. What are the numbers?
Well, they're all, yeah, it's a sea of green, out there. So the Dow Jones is up 532 points as we speak. That's a 1.28 move, 42,035. The S&P 500 is up over 2%, 5730. And the NASDAQ up, well, it's up more than 3% earlier on, now 2.7%, 18,048. So they're loving it. The FTSE 100 up 0.91 overnight, 8328. The Nikkei up over 2%, 37155. The Shanghai Composite up 0.69. Percent 2736. The Aussies, we're slightly more muted here. The Aussies were up 0.61%, 8191. The NZX 50 up 0.62, 12,665. 0.6248 on the Kiwi, 0.9157 Aussie, 0.5599 Euro, 0.4706 pounds, 89.33 against the Japanese yen. Gold still holding up there, $2,590. And unfortunately, that flirtation under 70 bucks merely really was that. Yeah. Brent crude is now back at almost $75, $74.82.
Go well that weekend. We'll see you next week. Andrew Keller, jmiwealth.co.nz.